What's your favorite parable? Everybody has a few. Stories that they treasure, images that they recall in prayer. Some of the most popular were the Good Samaritan, the Prodigal Son. There are a lot of others that would get some votes. The one that would probably fall last in the whole popularity list among the parables is this one. Nobody likes this parable. Most everybody sides with the guys who've been there all day. They're right. They got a legitimate beef. They're getting ripped off. These folks who worked only an hour got as much as me. That's not fair. Well, you know they are right. It's not fair. But that's the point of the story. Jesus is telling you that God is not fair. Don't look for it. It's not there. And you should be glad that it's not there. Because if God were fair, he'd give every one of us exactly what we deserve. And I don't know about you, but I'm not sure I would be happy with that outcome. Point is, God gives us all a hell of a lot more than we deserve. Now, those of us who are religious and try to follow the rules and stick to things and whatnot may think we deserve more, and people who live totally dissolute lives or totally evil lives, people who make fortunes over the corpses of others, you know, they don't deserve anything at all. But we're all given gifts beyond measure. Are you envious because I am generous? Are you resentful because I am compassionate? And that's what this really is, compassion, more than generosity. The usual daily wage was a denarius. A denarius would be enough to buy bread for yourself and your family for the day, and not much, if any more. It wasn't going to make you rich. Wasn't going to get you out of poverty. Wasn't even going to get you one single step farther ahead in life, but it would keep you from falling one farther step behind. It was the usual wage for a day laborer, not for people of substance. The usual wage for a day laborer. And in their society, just as in ours, day laborers were socially and economically at the bottom of the heap. The usual daily wage for a day laborer was enough to eat. You worked that day, you got your denarius, you ate that day, your kids ate that day. You didn't work that day, you had to put your kids to bed hungry. This landowner gives them each that much so that they don't have to put their kids to bed hungry. That's not justice, nor injustice, nor generosity. It's simply compassion. Compassion that is extended to the very bottom of the social and economic scale. And of course, we don't like that. We as Catholics don't like that. We as Americans particularly don't like that. We have this sense of free enterprise, independence, and justice. You get what you earn, and exactly what you earn, and anything less than that is injustice and needs to be punished. But anything more than that is wrong too. So we don't like this parable. But it's a very dramatic and very carefully told story about who God is. This is who our God is. Now that's good news for you and me individually. It means that God is like that for us. That we can count on a mercy and compassion of God that is far beyond anything we have any right to expect. But it's also a major challenge to us as individuals and as a society. Be holy as your Father in heaven is holy. The whole of Matthew's gospel has been an exegesis of that one line in chapter 5. Learn who your Abba is and grow up to be like that. Your Abba is like this landowner in this story, whose compassion reaches out to everybody. If that's who your Abba is, then that's who you must be. Grow up to be like that. You can't withhold your compassion from people who, quote unquote, don't deserve it. Your compassion must be as unbounded as God's compassion. It must extend to the people who are socially and economically at the bottom of the heap, to the day laborers and the indocumentados, to people who are not welcome in polite society, for people we would choose to keep enslaved. All this roaring about immigration laws, it's really just a way around the 13th Amendment. As long as we don't let these people become citizens, then we can keep them in bondage. We can pay them less than minimum wage, and they can't say anything, or we can call up and have them deported. It's a way of perpetuating an economic subclass in America. This God will not stand for that, and neither should we. We have a super committee meeting in Congress now to determine what we're going to do about the deficit. And we certainly have to do something. We've already spent all our children's money. We're pretty near finishing our grandchildren's money, and we're about to be beggaring our great-grandchildren. Something has to be done. But what? The natural temptation, which many people are arguing for now, is to say everybody must get their fair share. That means if I can earn more, I get to keep more, and you can't raise my taxes. That's immoral. Take the benefits away from them, because they don't deserve it. Cut Social Security, cut Medicare, cut Medicaid, cut transit programs, cut anything that helps the poor, because they don't deserve it. I need what I deserve. I demand what I deserve. And there are whole large groups in Washington that are ready to do just that. This God won't stand for that. You cannot balance our budget, as badly as that needs to be done, on the backs of the poor, on the backs of the elderly, on the backs of the sick, on the backs of the indocumentados, on the backs of everybody else who's there at 5 o'clock, still standing in the marketplace because no one has hired them. You just can't do that and pretend to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. So, this parable is very unpopular for very good reason. It's very challenging to us as individuals and to us as a society. It goes against our grain, but it calls us very dramatically to be compassionate as our Father is compassionate. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.